all they're requesting is body bags, and there's all kinds of reports of, you know, thousands being delivered, and they're saying we need more. So they've just totally blown this. You don't even hear about this story anymore. I mean, it's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, I had not heard anything remotely close to that. The official headline, having just searched it, is 81. So 81 missing. A bit of a disparity between 81 and 13,000. You know, there's a video. I hadn't had the chance to confirm it yet, so I wasn't going to play it today, but I think I'll grab it and pull it in. And it's a woman. I can't remember who it is, but it's somebody I know. Is there in North Carolina, I believe. It's the truth about vaccine. No, it's Ann Vandersteel. Yeah, Ann Vandersteel apparently found a FEMA camp being built in a massive compound west of Asheville, where they're talking about having space for 700 people, but there's nobody there as of now. The guy's telling Ann this facility will hold up to 700 people, being built for FEMA responders who help the locals, but the locals who are homeless are freezing to death and don't have a place to lay their heads indoors, sleeping in tents. We're helping these people. Ann Vandersteel asked why they're all armed, because no one's there, and they just said it was standard protocol. So I'm going to try to download this video and put it in the folder here so we can play it maybe in the next segment, because that is extremely concerning. And of course, I don't know, could it be 81 people? Probably more than that. 13,000? Kind of believable, actually. And this is the problem with the complete lack of coverage. There's sort of no one asking. There's no one looking around. There's no one checking the numbers. There's no one, you know, comparing the lists of citizens to, you know, those who have been confirmed safe. And this maybe, you know, this is why. They just want to downplay it. If it really is that bad, 13,000. Yeah, nearly 100 people still missing in North Carolina after Hurricane Helene. Search and rescue teams are looking for missing, officials said, with 95 deaths already attributed to the storm's wrath in the state. Now, I don't know if we'll ever get official numbers. Certainly not if nobody's looking for them. Nobody's asking the question. Nobody taking these statistics. Daryl, had you heard about the FEMA camp being set up? Do you know anything about that? Because, again, if it is getting that cold and people's houses have been destroyed, I hope they're not sleeping on the streets, but obviously a shelter of some sort, extremely useful for FEMA to provide. Are they providing anything like that? Anything you've heard in terms of what FEMA is or is not doing there, Daryl?
I saw the same video that you did. It was the video of the FEMA camp, and that's all I know about it. I haven't seen it myself, but I did see the video, and it sure looked like Western North Carolina. There's a guy, I don't know if you've heard of him, Jovan Pulitzer. He's an alternative media guy. He's been around for a while, but he lives in that area, and he's the super prepper. I mean, he's got all kinds of backups, like diesel and propane. And his area didn't get flooded out, but he's lost power. And he did I forget her name. I want to say Kim something. He did a podcast recently that kind of goes in and out, but he talks about more of a reality. He's a very good speaker, and the lookup's Jovan Pulitzer. Okay. And he's basically laying down, you know, what's going on. And, oh, man, it's just, it's a true nightmare. And I'm trying to, you know, as a Christian, you know, we try to keep a sense of humor about everything, even death. It's hard about this. But I just want to tell you one last thing regarding the Bret Baier and Kamala Harris interview.
Mm-hmm.
My impression is like this. Madam Vice President, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Well, Brett, I'm glad you asked. Donald Trump ate my breakfast. You know, Donald Trump hates breakfast, and Donald Trump, he's going to ban breakfast for all black and brown people. That's my impression.
That is very accurate. Thank you for that, Daryl. The video people are seeing on the screen, this actually is the FEMA camp that is apparently set up in North Carolina. And look, I was sort of joking about it when I first returned, because I'd been off for 2 weeks, and basically the story of the hurricane had disappeared. And so I was joking. All right, two weeks. That's what we get. 2 weeks in this incredibly devastating hurricane, the tragedy that occurred, the failures of FEMA and every other governmental program to do anything for these people. Of course, the weather weapon aspect to it, which cannot be overlooked. and not even the weather weapon. You know, people have an idea that weather weapons either would be America attacking itself, which is certainly possible, but it could easily be a foreign country using weather, weaponizing weather against America. Is that as ridiculous? Is the fact that the Chinese, who openly publish their weather modification programs with 80,000 plus employees working full time to design the weather, is it, you know, out of the question that they might use that technology offensively as well as defensively? No, not really. But even beside all of that, you know, the obvious message that just keeps being reinforced is you cannot rely on the government for anything in your personal life. In the same way that, you know, the cops technically are there to protect you, but in reality, they're not standing outside of your door like a guard, stopping anybody from breaking in. If somebody breaks in, steals your stuff, or ties you up, or kills you, and the cops show up afterwards to write a report about it, and then pat themselves on the back about what a great job they did. It's the same thing FEMA does. Yeah, sure, you know, a couple weeks after the event, FEMA might show up, set up some stuff, hand out some stuff, but if a burglar's breaking into your house, you better be prepared to defend yourself. And if the storm hits your town, you better be prepared to provide for yourself and not have to wait for help. And it's, of course, incredibly inspiring to see the, you know, energy and generosity with which Americans support each other and help each other out. And it shows that you don't need the government. It shows that in a time of crisis, it's the American people that are going to support each other and look after each other, often despite the attempts of the government to slow things down and to bureaucratize everything extensively. And we, you know, we've sold storable food forever. We've sold water filters, life straws, and all sorts of things for a long time. And every time I plug one of these things, I remind people, this isn't only going to be helpful during the apocalypse. It's not that, you know, your purchase is going to go to waste if the government doesn't collapse and the world doesn't fall into chaos. And then it can be a storm. It can be a power outage. It can be a particularly cold winter like what happened here in Texas, where everything was frozen, trucks couldn't come in, stores weren't open. And if you didn't have storable food, I literally had people texting me, hey, man, do you know where I can get some food and water? Hey, any idea where I can get sustenance to survive the next little while? So it doesn't have to be a major catastrophic event. It can be a storm. It can be a power outage. It could be civil unrest. It could be an EMP. It could be something intense and crazy, and you better be prepared then. But it can be a storm or a flood or a tornado or a hurricane or a lightning strike or anything else that could leave you sitting there thinking, gee, I should have gotten it when I had the chance, because you're going to need it at some point. And it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And by the time you need it, it's too late to get it. So get it now before you need it at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the water filters. Get the storable food. Better safe than sorry. And at the end of the day, the food is actually delicious. And even if nothing happens, and even if your life is without interruption for the next 20 years, then you've just bought a bunch of prepared, delicious, you know, microwavable or stovetop cookable food that is actually very good quality and is not just survival rations. It's actually delicious food that just lasts forever. InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus, but as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.